this episode of Report This Post.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
And we are your hosts with the posts. We are back once again with an episode of Trivial Pursuit.
Yes. I was gonna see,
almost forgot the name.
As you can see, our new thing is going well. We're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I saw two people say, keep doing it, which you don't have to tell me twice.
I've had many people tell me they like it, and one person specifically say that they, when they see it's this kind of episode, they skip the show. So, you know what? And more power to them.
Yep. Hey, we think it's fun. What about you, Fo? Hey, sound off below. Or don't.
Yeah, you know, you really don't.
In fact, just don't, because I don't want to get the email notification that a comment was made. The less said, the better. Because we're just going to do it regardless. Or something not. Else. There's really no rhyme or reason. So that's just how it's going to go. Until it stops happening entirely. The heat death of the universe and the podcast will...
Yeah, coincide. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's the plan. Well, anyway, so basically, if you guys don't know, we do a little quiz show thing here where every other week or so we do this, and we never discussed how this was going to work, but basically the way it seems to work is one of us is the quiz master for the week, and then the other person has to answer the questions, and no one, the person being asked does not know what the topic is beforehand.
Yep.
So this is the current setup that we have, and I guess we're going to do that again today. Christian, you are the quiz master this episode. What is the topic of which I must answer questions correctly or incorrectly?
Well, as everybody who listens to the show famously knows, you are a Floridian native.
All right.
One of your parts of lore is that you went to the same high school that Hulk Hogan graduated from.
Correct.
So I thought what we do here is we do a little trivia questionnaire on famous Floridians.
Oh, all right. Yeah. The list for me does not go much more beyond Hulk Hogan. So this should be pretty cool.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, some of these I think you might get right off the bat. Some of these might be a little bit more difficult. But we got a 10 question quiz here. Found this over on funtrivia.com.
Just for the record, we've managed to kill, just in terms of killing time, it seems to be best when we have like 25 questions. So we might either have to stretch this out, or we'll have to
maybe we'll find another one here.
Okay,
it's all right. Whew. Don't because this is a multiple choice question.
All right, great. Okay. I guess we should go ahead and get started, right?
Wonderful. All right. Question number one. This lady was born on June 26, 1993 in Boca Raton, Florida. She was in the 2015 movie Pitch Perfect 2. She played Cat Valentine on Victorious, a hit show on Nickelodeon. She is also known as a singer. Who is she? And here's
Victorious?
Victorious.
No clue. Victorious or Victorious?
Victorious.
Victorious, like
victory. Like victory, yes.
Yeah, I always thought Victorious sounded like a black kid's name. You know, like you can picture a linebacker, Victorious Jackson. But no, I wouldn't think of it as a Nickelodeon show.
I believe it was one of those ones from Dan Snyder, the guy who loved kids' feet. Look into that guy for one of those show episodes. He's a cool guy.
He seems like an absolute delight. So Pitch Perfect 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which here's some fun trivia about Pitch Perfect 2 that may or may not be correct based on what I remember. I believe it came out the same weekend as Mad Max Fury Road.
Sounds like it could be right.
And I think it actually like beat Mad Max at the box office, which is hilarious to think about. Yeah, so 1993,
mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon, Floridian. So that this person just turned 30.
Now there is multiple choice here. If you want me to give you the,
all right, I do have a. Yeah, let's go ahead and get multiple choice. Let's see if the one I think is on there. This would be good.
So the options you have here are Lord, Ariana Grande, Haley Steinfeld, and someone named Becky G.
So the one I had was Selena Gomez. But that's not on there.
Not on the list.
But all of those, I would have always, when I say Selena Gomez, I think I might actually be thinking Ariana Grande or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, because I don't know the difference between those two. So I guess I'll just, because of that, I'll just go ahead and say Ariana Grande.
Oh, you know what? And that, sir, is a point for you.
Hey.
That is the correct answer. When Ariana was 13 years old, she knew she wanted to be in the music business. While playing Cat Valentine, it was noticed that she could sing. And in 2014, one of her popular songs was titled Bang Bang. And in 2016, she had a hit with the song Dangerous Woman. I never heard a note of this woman's music in my life.
Nope. So. Yep. Don't know anything about her. She's from the great state of Florida, 27th state of the union. That's something I can add to my trivia.
Terrific.
About a person I will not remember. I'll call, I'll get her confused with Selena Gomez and one of the Jenners and God knows what.
Some other vaguely Hispanic looking woman. That's right.
Pretty much. Yep.
Terrific. All right. Well, starting off strong here, you got the first one correct. Okay. So let's move on
bad.
To not bad. It's 10% for this
one. That's right.
Okay, I'm getting it.
had some math issues in the past, but I think we're getting close to this. We got this one.
Wonderful. All right. Question number two.
Well, actually, you know, hold on.
Okay.
I'm at 100% right now.
Okay, that's true, because you didn't miss any. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thinking I'm gonna fuck everything else up from here on out.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. This is kind of a coin flip right. One. Okay. This man of Haitian parents is an R&B and hip hop singer. He was born on September 21st, 1989, in Miramar. His debut single was "What You Say," released in 2009. Can you name this Florida native?
Good God, no, Miramar. So that's South Florida.
Sure. Over yeah. Miami way. Yeah.
Of course. My originally I'm from South Florida. Some folks might know. 1989. So 34-ish. Just turned 34. Is that correct? September, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So this gentleman just started. Wait a minute. Is this of Haitian? No. I was going to say Pitbull.
Interesting. Okay.
I guess we have multiple choice, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
All right. So let's go ahead and get to those. Cause that's, okay. I'm going to say that or John Cicada, who was probably born in the fucking Depression era. So it can't be him.
All right. Your choices for this one are Jason Derulo, Bruno Mars, Jason Mraz, and Chris Stapleton. I have four choices here.
Never heard of Chris Stapleton. I've heard of the other guys. I've heard of Derulo, who is a African-American gentleman, and I know that because I saw him on Sesame Street.
Okay.
That is my context for who Jason Derulo is. So I'm just going to say Jason Derulo.
God, tell you what, you're two for two here. Correct answer on that is Jason Derulo. He had other hit songs like In My Head, Talk Dirty, and Wiggle. He was also a judge on the popular TV show So You Think You Can Dance, season 12, with Paula Abdul. He's also famously known for falling down the steps at the all downstairs. What the
VMAs?
No, it was the what's the thing? The Met Gala.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe that was an artistic choice. You know, as those people like to be wacky weirdos at the Met Gala.
Oh no! Oh, actually, it's the Cannes Film Festival, and it wasn't him.
Uh-oh. First of all, Cannes Film Festival? Come on.
Was it Cane?
No. You're almost
Con,
there.
Con.
It's Con, yeah.
Like Cannes, James. Cannes, it's a film festival funded by the chicken restaurant.
Yeah. Raising Cane's, yeah. Not a real cinephile, this guy, folks. But Jason Derulo from Miramar. Miramar's own Jason Derulo, who so far 2 for 2 right and 2 for 2 for not having a fucking clue who these people are.
No idea who this stuff is. That's right. Terrific.
I'm ready for the third one. I'm at 100% still.
And you were talking about Neumers. African Americans earlier.
Oh.
This next one's real heavy on it. This director, author, and diplomat was prematurely born in Miami, Florida on February 20th, 1927. The first African American to win an Academy Award in 1963 for Lilies of the Field. He also starred in the film To Sir with Love. Who is he?
Okay. Well, I feel like I know the answer. So, yeah. Okay, this is, but I'll stretch it out as much as I can. So, and if I'm wrong, this is going to be even more embarrassing because I'm obviously very confident here. But I believe this is a gentleman who I first heard of, I want to say from South Park, making a reference to him.
Okay.
When I was in like seventh grade or something like that. I don't even remember the context. I just remember them saying the name because it's a fun name to say.
Sure.
Last name. Am I right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's no Con. I'll give you that, but it's Jimmy Con. That's who we're talking about here, right? He's Italian, so it's like being black. We lost him recently.
Oh, he sure did. Yeah.
Is he even Italian?
James Con? I don't think so.
But I think he played one in The Godfather.
Yeah, I think he was, if I remember correctly, he was, let's see. I'm going to type in here to Google. James Con, race. James Con was the son of German Jewish immigrants. Okay.
Ooh, German and Jewish. Huh? Tough draw. I was a big fan of James Caan in the movie Eraser. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good flick.
Underrated. It was probably the end of the line for the Arnold craze, but
that's the one with the crazy gun, right?
Railgun, yeah.
Yeah. That's so fucking cool. And the alligators yep. break out. Yep.
Infamous alligator scene. Anyway, we're talking about Sidney Poitier. Is that correct?
That, sir, is correct.
That's right.
Sidney Poitier was an American actor who appears in the season 1 episode Mecha Streisand, in which he assists the town of South Park in defeating Barbra Streisand by transforming into a Japanese kaiju form. Although both he and Leonard Maltin fail in their efforts, Robert Smith manages to destroy Streisand in the end. And this is his official entry on the southpark.fandom.com/wiki.
Yeah. And indeed, that was when I was in seventh grade. I recall it vividly.
In 1998. God damn.
Yikes. Well, great. So what's my, where am I at right now?
You're 3 for 3.
3 for 3. Not bad. I'll take it. 7 to go.
This singer and actress was born in Miami, Florida on July 1st, 1945. She became part of a new wave punk band with Chris Stein in the 70s. The group won the Juno Award for the best-selling single with the track Heart of Glass in 1980. What is her name?
Ooh, shit. Ooh, I should know this. Heart of Glass. Yeah, I know that song. Oh, man. You know, there's a couple of those I can just... When you say a song like that or any of those other... super 80s songs, I just picture the same woman with the same shock of big hair and just makeup all over her face and the blurry tape visuals of those 80s music videos. They all sort of blend together.
Everything's just kind of shot through a plexiglass window sort of thing.
Yeah. Art of Glass. Punk band. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's a little
punk,
that's
new wave, sort of that. We say are we talking Blondie here?
We are, but
that's the group we're talking.
That's the group. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit. You know, I remember someone, this was some sort of theory way back in the day that said the Blondie, like, they did a song that was like, it's the original rap song.
Uh-huh. Yes, hear that? It's Atomic. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Which seems wildly racist. It's, if someone came out with an article that said that now, I think people would be very upset.
Sorry. The song was Rapture, not Atomic. I'm going to get roasted for that one.
Rap right in the name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just literally her going, she even talks about Fab Five Freddy, who was a rapper, which is really, seems really stupid to say that that's a rap song.
I want to say it's the first rap song, yeah. When she's referencing someone who already made rap songs before. Like, yeah, they were the first. That white lady was the first one to do it. This one I might get wrong because I get these names confused.
Okay.
God damn, if I'm wrong, I'm gonna sound like a real jackass. Debbie Harry?
Bing, 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 you are correct, yeah. Sir. Yes, that is.
I was also thinking Patti Smith.
Well, Pat, you think it's Patti Smith because she has the rock and roll N-word song is a famous one, which is constantly on a loop in the back of your head playing over and over.
My favorite rap song.
Debbie was adopted when she was 3 months old by Richard and Catherine Harry. She sang lead for the group Blondie, and the band Blondie was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. Took them long enough. Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
Yeah, Blondie was a big part of my adolescence. I love Blondie. I was in love with Debbie Harry. Feverishly jacked off to pictures of her when I was a teen, and then I turned out just okay. Mm. So we're 4 for 4 here on this one. Seems like it's pretty heavy on singers, it seems, including this next question.
All right.
Which if you don't get this one, I'm gonna be amazed.
All right.
This male singer is known for his popular songs Free Fallin' and Running Down a Dream. He was born in Gainesville, Florida on October 20th, 1950. Who is this man?
Yeah, this is the other famous Floridian musician, but not one that people associate Florida. At least not the in the same way you would associate, like, I guess, the Gloria Estefan and shit like that.
Yeah.
This is Gainesville, which is an absolute shithole. That whole area of Florida is pretty bad.
Up there around the bend, the big bend there. Yeah, it's not great. It's really not great.
But yeah, this is which episode was it recently? We were talking about Aerosmith. I can't imagine someone being like a huge fan of Aerosmith.
That was literally the last episode we recorded. Arnold Schwarzenegger one. Yep.
Well, the other example is this guy. I've always thought, like, I can imagine hearing his music on the radio and being like, all right, cool. It was nice to hear that song, but then you just never think about it again until you hear it again. So in my head, I always, when he died recently, there were a lot of people who were very upset. And I was like, why are you, who gives a shit? Just like, it's not like he's made any songs you've heard in the last 30 years that you're like,
well, yeah, I don't, I
really
think
missing out.
I think he was really riding the high on there was a pop-up video royalties coming off of the
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Ooh, brother. Yeah.
Tom Petty.
That is correct. That is Tom Petty leader of the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, member of the Traveling Wilburys.
Mm-hmm.
Tom was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his band, the Heartbreakers, in 2002. Previous to that, they were honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999. Now, speaking of running on a dream, one of my professors in animation college worked and was the main animator on the music video for the Tom Petty song Running Down a Dream. He would bring that up, I'd say every week for the 4 years I was in college. I got to hear that story 525 times. And he said how cool it was hanging out with Tom Petty when it turns out he spent like 10 minutes with the guy. So really sad that was that guy's entire kind of claim to fame.
So, yeah, I could see you riding that for as long as possible.
But again, of all people, it's Tom Petty. But also this guy's best friend was Tom Savini, which also not really something you really need to.
Tom Savini.
He played, he's the special effects guy.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. I watched some video online yesterday about fucking Night of the Living Dead, and his face popped up, and I was like, I forget about that guy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I forget about that dirty, stinky wop that makes all the zombie makeup. Great.
Yeah. He is certainly noted for something very specific, and it's weird how some guys can just make that a whole niche of celebrity.
He made zombie movies, and he had a gun for a penis in a Tarantino movie once. So, not Tarantino, but so.
Sure. So how do you get to the point as a lead singer of a band? You're like, hey guys, I like the name The Heartbreakers, but what if we called it My Name and The Heartbreakers? What do you think about that, guys?
I feel like my name's really has a lot of draw to it, and everyone's like,
Bruce Springsteen, like the E Street Band, that's a cool name, but what if it was me first and then you guys?
I mean, can you blame them? If you had a band,
it works sometimes. I don't know who comes up with that. I don't know how that works.
There's got to be some sort of discussion, right? Like you couldn't just like walk in one day and have a poster print. I guess, or you could. I guess.
I think that's how it works. It's like, I told them my name. I told them the band. They just did like, well, but it looks pretty. It sounds pretty good. What are you guys doing? That's not bad, right? We can roll that for now. We'll roll it with for now.
Just everybody's gritting their teeth.
All right. Petty indeed. Next one.
5 for 5.
Hell yeah.
Mr. G here. This actress won an Academy Award for her role in Network in 1976. Ooh. She was born in January 14th, 1941, on a farm in Bascom, Florida. You might know her best as Bonnie Parker. What is her name?
Yeah. No fucking idea. Saw Network. And it's one of those movies that I have a list of movies that I've seen that I need to see again because I don't remember it. But mm-hmm. I know I'm supposed to like it.
So. If somebody brought it up online, you would have to claim how great it is.
Yeah. Yeah, which is what most people who talk about Network online, if it's brought up, like, yeah, great movie. Ahead of its time. It's one of those things that people say. And then you ask why they're like, it's like, all right.
Because that's what a lot of words in that movie. Letterboxd review told me to say.
Mm-hmm. I know a guy won. I know there was a guy who won the Academy Award whose name I don't remember. But he won it instead of Robert De Niro for Taxi Driver, which I think that's what it was, that or Or was it instead of Jack Nicholson for Chinatown? It was one of those, or maybe even both.
Mm.
But the guy died right before the Academy Awards, so they gave it to him. So I can't even remember his name, let alone her name.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Parker sounds familiar, but I don't really know what that means. So I guess I'm going to have to go with the multiple choice here.
Okay, wonderful. Your options here are Faye Ray, Faye Dunaway.
Oh, gotcha.
Jane Fonda or Sharon Stone.
I'll go Faye Dunaway.
You know, you said Chinatown, and I was going to give you a little nudge there, but you didn't even need it because you're correct, sir.
Yeah. As soon as you said Faye, I was like, oh, that's right, Faye Dunaway.
Yes, Faye Dunaway. Yes, she straight out of college, Faye did some onstage work. She is also well known for her character Evelyn Mulray in Chinatown. In 1995, uh-huh. she published her autobiography, Looking for Gatsby. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. That was my critic review of the book that was published in the Miami Herald, 1995. Ugh, God, actresses and actors. The worst people on the planet.
Boy, it's really true.
So I'm 6-for-6 right now?
Yes, you are. This is unprecedented.
At worst, I can get a 60%, which is better than I ever did in school. So I'm riding a higher. You know, I couldn't believe.
Trying to figure out who lost the to De Niro lost the thing to. It says John Voight, but John Voight's not dead. So
no, wasn't John Voight. Actor. It was William Holden. Does that sound right? Old Bill Holden. That sounds right. Peter Finch. This shouldn't be hard to find out.
Mm-mm.
No, it wasn't William Holden. Was it Peter Finch?
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, it was Peter Finch. Yeah. Yep. Peter Finch. Fucking...
Oh, he's the guy. Okay. He's the guy that was yelling in network. Okay.
Yeah. He's the yelly guy, which is the only thing he's famous for, really, at this point. Yeah, let's see. What else was nominated for Best Actor? Yeah. William Holden from Network. Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver. Sylvester Stallone from Rocky.
He was robbed, I tell you.
See, this dead asshole beat. Treasures like De Niro and an old Sly. Yep.
Sly'll have his day. Don't you worry. He's just right. he's waiting for the time to strike.
Sly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won that year for best screenplay. So he does have an Oscar. Oscar has an Oscar.
This actor was born in Orlando, Florida on July 31st, 1962. In 1986, this talented man had his debut in the 1986 movie Wildcats, co-starring Goldie Hawn. Wildcats. A few of the movies he starred in were Blade, New Jack City, and White Men Can't Jump.
Oh.
Who is he?
From Orlando, this fella is?
Mm-hmm.
I would not have guessed that. I don't know why. I guess because I don't think anyone's from Orlando.
Yeah, it really does seem like you're passing through.
Yeah. It's not a... And I'm guessing this gentleman didn't hang out there for too long.
Doesn't appear so.
Unless he was in prison there for tax evasion. Are we referring to Wesley Snipes?
That is correct. Yes, Wesley Snipes. He moved to Pennsylvania, where he attended the High School for Performing Arts. And then in 2008, he was charged with tax evasion. He was sentenced to prison for 3 years, which he served from 2010 to 2013 at McKean Federal Correctional Institute. So let's see, which is where?
That is in
Lewis Run, PA. How about that? Wonderful. Medium security. There's a population of 1,500 with 330 in the prison camp. Well, that's fun. Those are the
Great Demolition Man and Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
Demolition Man. Now there's a movie. Speaking of Sylvester Stallone, mm-hmm. I feel like that movie doesn't get a lot of credit for being fucking weird as hell.
Had some missed opportunities, but a lot of fun overall. It is
Sly's science fiction arc. You got that mm-hmm. one. You got Judge Dredd. Everybody was doing that shit in the mid 90s. Yeah, remember the Copland. Postman? Oh, yeah, he went from being a cool future cop to being a fat deaf guy. Yes.
Oh, he was deaf in that movie?
Mm-hmm. That was like was one of the main characters. He was fat and deaf. That was
feel like we've talked about Copland before.
Excellent film, folks. If you haven't seen it, go check out Copland. Rent it from your local Blockbuster. Great.
I'm 7 for 7, folks.
Incredible, unheard mm-hmm. of.
All right.
Thought you was going to stump you with this one, but it doesn't seem so.
There we go.
Rapper and record producer Armando Christian Perez was born in Miami, Florida on January 15th, 1981. What's the stage name of Mr. 305?
I'm going to say Pitbull.
And sir, you would be correct. Yes. Yeah.
I knew that bald head a little freak would come up at some point.
Armando attended South Miami Senior High and graduated from Miami Coral Park High. In November 2013, his single Timber was one of the most popular hit songs, along with Kesha. He has done many charity events in the Miami area. He was also host to one of the greatest troll events of the early 2000s. Do you remember when John Hendren and David Arp, remember those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they were able to somehow get it where they entered a contest that whoever got the most votes for their local Walmart would have a visit from Pitbull?
Yeah, and I vaguely remember that.
And somehow those guys rigged it so that the Pitbull or the Walmart in Kodiak, Alaska, which is in the middle of literally nowhere in a town of like 600 people, won the contest. And well, I'll be damned if Pitbull didn't go and visit. And according to this report, he visits Kodiak, Alaska and purchases bear repellent. So very cool. That was back when Twitter was fun and people did weird shit like made the lead singer of Pitbull or the lead singer of Smash Mouth eggs. Same guys did that too. So
yeah. And unfortunately, I don't think either one of them have made a penny in the 30 years they've been doing this shit. That's really unfortunate.
But boy, have they worked with some interesting folks. So
yep.
Big RIP.
Several people have. You got the guy from Smash Mouth. You got Low Tax. Some of the biggest names in early aughts entertainment are dead as all hell now.
RIP. Destroying their bodies. Low Tax. Schmorky supposedly is also dead, but I'll believe it when I see it. Schmorky, we miss you. We hardly knew ye. You yarn headed freak. Yes. All right. So you're 8 for 8 here. You're doing all great. Right. If this was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, man, you'd be. I don't know how the scoring on that works because I haven't seen that show in 40 years. But I believe it's still on. Nah. Question number 9. This Saturday Night Live cast member was born in Gainesville, Florida on July 27th, 1972.
Ooh.
She also co-starred in the 2011 movie Bridesmaids with Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and a few others. Who is she?
Oh, shit. 1972?
That is correct, sir.
Oh. Okay. Bridesmaids and what was the other movie?
There is no other movie.
Oh.
She just SNL
listed
and Bridesmaids. Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaids. That's correct.
1972. Oh, wait a minute. Gainesville?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me the multiple choice. I think I know, but I have to hear it.
Okay. Choices are this one are Kate McKinnon, Maya Rudolph, Adie Bryant, and Leslie Jones.
Just by age alone, I gotta go Maya Rudolph.
Sir Hart. Correct.
Well, I was thinking McKinnon at first, but there's no way she wouldn't have been on SNL. She was on SNL like 15 years ago.
Choose who? Kate McKinnon or yeah. Maya Rudolph? I don't think it's been 10? 15 years. Maybe 10, because she did. Remember, she did the Hillary stuff. Remember?
Sure. I guess so. My point was she wouldn't have joined when she was in her 40s.
Oh, so yeah,
Rudolph has been off for a lot longer. So
it's true. She's 51 years old.
Disgusting. And she's married to that real pretentious director. What's his name? Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, is she married to him?
I think so.
The guy that did
There Will Be Blood and
all those gay ones.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
The Master, ones, yeah. Phantom Thread, Licorice Pizza. The
Mask.
Punch Drunk with the Mask.
Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, all the great pretentious movies that we love.
Not to be confused with Paul W.S. Anderson, who's the guy that did all those horrible Resident Evil movies.
It is absolutely wild that those guys are at the same time with the same name.
And they're like, so one of them's like, you got to change the name. He's like, you change your name. It's like, all right, okay, let's come. We'll put our initials in. And that
would be like if the Coen brothers were also named the Zucker brothers and you had both two different sets of Zucker brothers doing very different movies.
Well, that's 9 for 9.
All right, here we go. Let's go for one hundo, baby.
He's killing it, folks.
Question, let's get this done.
Number 10. This man was born in Miami, Florida on March 13th, 1950. Mm. You might remember him as dysfunctional dad Frank Gallagher on Showtime's Shameless. Who is this actor?
No idea what Shameless is. I've heard of it. That is the absolute best I could do. 1950. Wow. Okay. So this guy's 70 years old. Miami, Florida. Hmm. Shameless. See, I get that confused with... wait, is that the one with the rich family? No.
No, that's
Succession.
That's Succession, or Riches was the other one with Eddie Izzard.
Never heard of that one. All right. I'm going to need some names here. This could be it. This could be the end of the line.
William H. Macy, William Devine, William Bixby, or William Shatner?
Oh, okay. It's not Shatner. He's almost 100. Miami, Florida, huh? 1950. So I'll just go ahead and say William H. Macy.
You know, you're absolutely correct. And I had, again, you brought up the Coen brothers literally 2 minutes ago.
And I just did the quick math. I was like, how old was he in Fargo? That was mid 90s, 1945 years old. Perfect. That's what I was. Yep. Folks, I don't know shit about shit. And I still got 100%. That is called understanding how to play the game.
That's right, brother. William attended and graduated from Goddard College. He starred in the Coen brothers film Fargo in 1996. And he married Felicity Huffman in 1997. And famously, then she went to jail in 2022. So,
yeah, it's weird. When that whole thing happened, no one gave a shit about William H. Macy at all.
No.
Even though he should be also very much responsible for what happened there.
You know what? That's a woman's, that's a wife's duty is to go to jail for her husband to save face for the family. I mean, what she hasn't been doing anything lately. Hell, he still had a Showtime show yet to film for.
What was she on again?
Sports
Night or whatever. Remember that show?
Oh, Lord. Desperate Housewives. Was she on Sports Night? I do.
Remember Sports
I
Night?
Do remember that show. Yes.
Oof. Yeah, that was one of those fucking Aaron Sorkin shows.
She was on Sports. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how I know her. A lot of talking in hallways on that show. Boy. Yep.
8.3 out of 10 on and 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, this show gets.
I remember watching it in like high school when it was rerun on Comedy Central at 3 a.m. or something.
you're waiting for the Girls Gone Wild commercial Absolutely. To come on so you can jack off. And you're like, oh, I'll just check out what
this. Once you hear those steel drums come on.
Like, I have 45 seconds to get hard and come. So what am I going to do with the 40 remaining seconds? Yeah.
Well, great. That's right. 100%, folks.
Unheard of. Absolutely yep. incredible.
We have a new trivia master. I would say I don't think it was a difficult quiz, unlike last time when you were a master of Harry Potter trivia, inexplicably. But I think we're going to, for the next time when I do, we're going to try and make it even more challenging and stupid. So keep an ear out for that one, folks.
And until then, thank you. We love you. And keep those donations coming.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.